This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, it's the DJV program. D as in Doug Steffen, J as in Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, and V for Victoria Keelan. This we're unveiling, well, we always do kind of unveil different thinking, different things that are going on. So let's see what Jennifer has to say about all these Republican senators who have a counter offer to the infrastructure bill. That would be a lot less, what, about half, Jennifer, of what the Biden administration has suggested in their
Biden
original
proposal? Biden administration is looking
to
shop around $2.25 trillion. This one would come in just shy of $1 trillion.
So what are the benefits of the of either or both of these for the American people?
The one that the Republicans are floating still focuses more on traditional infrastructure rather than I think it's kind of funny. Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who's the Secretary of Transportation, was on the Sunday show. So one of the, can't remember who it was, that asked him, can you define infrastructure, please? And he can't, because infrastructure, if you define it, if you look it up, or at least up until today in the dictionary, it's about the hard things that make a country, right? Or that provide organizations.
Roads.
It's about roads,
it's
trains,
buildings.
Airports, buildings,
yeah,
right.
Right.
The Biden administration has changed the definition of that, and they want to make it about healthcare and about childcare and about a lot of different things.
That's not
that most people, right? Well,
yeah,
a lot of people, they're trying to sell the fact that it is, and so
no,
that's
not.
They're trying to change the definition. And so Republicans' plan is focusing more on the stuff that you would probably consider traditional infrastructure and less on social programs.
Yeah. Okay. So is which one's going to carry the day is the question. By the end of the week, is there something that's going to come out of the House and the Senate that the president can sign, get behind, what happens?
So infrastructure has been one of the places where Republicans and Democrats can find some sort of agreement. And
yeah,
Republicans acknowledge that this is a service that the government is supposed to provide us. Remember, a lot of this arguing back and forth is that Republican ideology is that many of the services that Democrats are pitching now, they don't believe are supposed to be provided by the government. They believe it's supposed to be provided by private industry, essentially. So that's where a lot of the argument comes from.
What would be an example of that, Jen?
Child care, health care.
Okay.
Child care
right.
And health care would be prime examples of that.
Right.
So whether you agree or not, it's probably how it determines how you vote, right? I mean, or somewhere in the middle. I don't know.
Which is too bad, because there are issues on both sides that deserve to be aired.
What you think the function of government is,
yeah,
probably
right,
determines your ideology,
yep,
of how you vote most of
yeah
the time. So that being said, I think there's some room to agree. But the Biden administration is that they want to get it done by Memorial Day. Well, Memorial Day is here. They want to try to get an agreement done this week. If they can't get Republicans to sign on, they're going to try to pass this through using reconciliation. They can use that one more time this year, which
what
means
is that?
That
how does that
just
work? Yeah, what does that mean?
It's not a great way to do things. It means you change things through. This becomes a budget, a new budget line item, essentially. And so when they're reconciling the budget, they're going to try to put this in as part of it. And to add a whole infrastructure package using reconciliation is pretty unheard of, but they feel like they can do it. Now, the House, what's the rule keeper in the Senate? Parliamentarian. The parliamentarian will have to decide if they can even do this within the confines of the budget, but that's one of the avenues that they'll proceed. If they do that, reconciliation just needs a majority vote, which means because of the numbers, they could pass it through with Kamala Harris's vote using that if the parliamentarian will sign off on it, and much of what they'll sign off on depends
on the parliamentarian a political job? Is it Republican or Democrat?
Okay. It's not supposed
to be. So is this a lifetime position like some other positions? Or
I don't know.
So who determines who the parliamentarian is?
Might be the majority party, which is why it ends up being a little more political.
All right. Speaking of politics, more restrictions added to this bill in Texas that places limits on whether people can vote early, vote by mail, vote from their car. vote under the circumstances. What never happens, what never is highlighted in any of these discussions about the bills, whether it's Georgia or Texas, Arizona, wherever it is how do you prove you are who you are? That's the bottom line for me. Kind of these other things are not necessarily that important, at least to me, because I want to go see the ballot box. I want to put my paper ballot into a box. That's what I want to do. But I also want people to know that it's me, that it's really me who's voting, not somebody who claims to be me. At the moment, when I go to vote in Massachusetts, it could be anybody who goes in and claims to be me voting, taking away from me. So let's just say, let's just play this through for a minute. Let's say that before you get to vote, Victoria or Jennifer or Jay, that somebody comes in and uses your name. I forget what the rule is in Tennessee. I think you have to prove who you are, right? Nashville? You have to have an ID?
Voter? Yeah, I had to show my ID.
Okay. Don't have to do that in New Jersey?
State.
Don't have to do it in California? Don't have to do it in Massachusetts? So Jay doesn't have to be a part of this conversation other than commentary, but Jennifer and Victoria and I could have our voting rights taken from us by somebody else who would go into the voting booth or go into the voting chamber first and say, my name is Victoria Keelan, please give me a ballot. And they would look up.
Not just take it out of your mailbox. And then if you're not paying attention, none the wiser, you take that mail-in ballot, fill it out, and send it in. And, you know, so much of this argument, I'm all for voter ID, but so much of this argument comes from my, and I think many people have the distrust of their Secretary of State. Our Secretary of State in California never cleans up the voter rolls.
Well, that's because they're nincompoops mostly.
When you send everybody on the address, everybody on the voter rolls, every address there gets a ballot, you're leaving yourself prime for voter fraud. That means that there are houses that can receive 24 ballots. There are people who can receive multiple ballots at multiple addresses. When
it's
you aren't keeping
corruption.
This clean, it just provides.
And
it,
I know something
that doesn't
about
mean
corruption.
It does. It just
remember
provides
I told you the story of how I followed. I wanted to just see, so I experimented and voted three times in one day in an election. It's corrupt. It
were
is.
Were you also
a
registered
mess.
In multiple states?
I was. Yeah, and nobody and all those. Well, Florida had to prove who I was, but I. Said that was an absentee ballot. But in Massachusetts, I didn't have to prove who I was. When California, I didn't have to prove who I was. I could have been anybody. So whatever the opposition to changing things, I mean, there's probably some nuance in some of these bills that's bad in general. But for the most part, most of the ideas that have been put forth that supposedly make it easier for more people to vote, okay, good. As long as you can prove you're entitled to vote.
Is that voter ID is racist? I think that is so insulting to insinuate that minorities and black and brown people aren't capable of getting an ID. Of course they're capable of getting an ID. Why would we think that they aren't?
Well, they don't trust the government, so they don't want to get
a lot
an
of
ID.
Them, right, exactly.
I get
so
that.
That is part
so
of the
that's,
problem.
So how do
then
we address
that? If you don't
that?
Trust the government, then why are you voting in elections? I mean, that's just it. If you don't trust
that's
the
an interesting
process,
question. That's,
then why are
that's
you
actually a very good question. Yeah,
well,
why bother
York,
to vote if you don't trust the government?
Yeah, in New York, they had, because of that issue, they have the statewide ID, so it's not a driver's license, it's not tied to immigration or ICE or anything like that, it's just they wanted
to
have a New York ID.
Okay,
so,
but at least it proves who you are.
There's no excuse, right?
Yeah,
I know.
Exactly.
No excuse.
Anyway, it's very interesting
well,
to
I'm
see
not,
how this
I'm,
is going on.
That was the program. I don't know how many people actually did it, you know,
so
but that
why
was the
would,
incentive.
Victoria, tell me this, if you can. Why would some of the major corporations like Hewlett-Packard, Microsoft, Unilever, why would they want to kick this bill?
Because they think it's discriminatory, so they're not supporting it.
Based
like the
on...
companies. Well, based on the, I haven't read the nuances of this bill, but obviously a lot of people in Texas have, and these corporations, just like
not
in Georgia.
It's not a lot of people. What happens is that
well,
as we've
big
seen
corporations.
On, well, what we've seen on Instagram and on social media is that groups backed up by Black Lives Matter and other places who have become political companies instead of actually caring about the people will sit on the doorstep of these corporations and they put them over the fire. That's what happened to Coke. Coke had no idea what was in that Georgia bill. In fact, they didn't realize that the Georgia bill was actually less restrictive than the voting rights in Maryland and New Jersey. Jersey and California and New York. but yet they made it seem that way to serve a certain narrative. And so what happens is they get all this pressure from Black Lives Matter and these other groups, and then they kowtow down to it, and then they look like idiots because they actually realize what's in the bill. So people love to say that things are racist, and then you say, how so? And then they go, well, I don't know. And they can't tell you. No one can really tell you how the Georgia
because
bill is racist.
Because they're parroting the words of
my favorite. My favorite is that, well, you can't even have water in lines. No, that is not the case. You cannot have electioneering where people can hand you bottles of water with the candidate's face on it in line while you're waiting to vote,
yeah,
because that used to happen in the South. Here's a piece of pizza. You want to vote for so-and-so? No, you can't do that. You can't do that in any state. You can't do that in California. That's not racist.
The name of the,
that's just stupid.
Here's a piece of pizza. Vote for me.
I know.
16. Past the hour
has
here.
To work with somebody, right?
Yeah, listen, I'm
like,
sure
right.
Those of those that wouldn't be doing it. Where did the Confederate flag show up on Memorial Day? We'll talk about that after this.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
DQ presents, picture this. Picture the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. You see two iconic treats blending together in a mesmerizing swirl of pieces of Thin Mints cookies, Cool Mint and world-famous DQ Soft Serve. You smile the biggest smile you've ever smiled. It's a double smile because your two favorites, DQ and Girl Scout Thin Mints, are together in one delicious treat. And the only reason you stop smiling is so you can start eating. The Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard, exclusively at DQ. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
All right, 19 after the hour. So here in Massachusetts, we're supposed to be on top of liberalism, right? Everybody thinks, wow, Massachusetts, these open-minded folks. So in the town next to me, Natick, Massachusetts, I live in Framingham, and there was prominently displayed on the town hall, not town hall, on the town common in downtown Natick, a huge Confederate flag. And these morons are so stupid. Not only, I mean, it was a huge flag, but it isn't the Confederate flag. Most people don't even know what the real Confederate flag even looked like because they usurped the Virginia state flag to be the Confederate flag, and that's what these morons displayed. And that's what people who put the so-called Confederate flag up for display wherever it may be, that's you know how dumb they are. They don't even know what the right flag was. But it still is a principle, and it still is a thought. And it just makes me wonder, you know, I've talked about Boston being probably one of the most, if not the racist, most racist city in the country. We all think it's down south. We all think it's down where Jay is in Nashville, or it's down in Mississippi, or Alabama, or, you know, someplace down. There's plenty of racism down there, don't get me wrong. But the circumstance of displaying this, it just shows you that people are not that smart. And what are you displaying? Why do you want that to be a visible part of a Memorial Day? I don't even get that kind of thinking, however. Obviously, we all think differently. 21 after the hour.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour, high on life. That's what we are here on the DJV program. Jennifer Victoria Jay is going to give us the story of this fabulous giveaway that you can participate in and benefit from right after this.
15, or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now. Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, let's see if we can exceed expectations here, Jay, with our contest to give away some of these works packages, the Father's Day gift pack, which has a Nitro 40-volt, 7 1/4-inch circular saw you can have, and a 1600, the pressure, that's what that PSI is, per square inch. That's heavy-duty stuff, electric pressure washer. A value of this prize package, about $400. We're giving away 3 of them over the next 3 weeks. How do we do this, Jay?
Go to Facebook and or Instagram, DJV Show. It starts today at 12 noon, and this week's giveaway will run until Friday at 11:59 a.m. There will be one winner each week for the next 3 weeks, and you will just tell us about the extraordinary father figure in your life, whether it's your own dad, an uncle, a grandfather, the father of your children. We're trying to help you get your Father's Day shopping handled. Who in your life deserves this amazing pack from Works?
That's it. Go to DJV Show on social media, Twitter at DJV Show, Instagram as well, Facebook.com/DJV Show, and win. Become a winner. So what happened in Dallas? This is trending. The mall was evacuated. Why?
Yeah, they thought it was an active shooter. It was a false alarm at the North Park Center in Dallas. It was a quote-unquote mentally disturbed person who was banging a skateboard, which was causing sounds like gunshots, but the individual was also making hand gestures as if he were shooting a gun, presumably setting off more of the panic and chaos. I mean, if you even hear any, a balloon pops and people kind of, like, jump for a moment.
Yeah, they sure do. Wow. Isn't it amazing what it is that makes people, we're so fear-based. It's incredible.
I can't tell you, you know, with the Citizen app or with the Ring doorbell app, I'm going to say at least three, maybe four nights a week in my neighborhood. Is that a gunshot or a firework? Is it gunshots or fireworks? Every single night, people arguing back and forth about whether it's gunshots or fireworks that are going off.
Unbelievable.
That's, you know, I mean, that's the new normal, I guess.
A lot of focus I've noticed on 14 or 15 different sites that I go to, and they all have a story about this water bottle they got thrown in an NBA game.
Awful.
What the hell is the matter with this?
It
is here in Boston, by
happening.
The way. Yeah. Well, the most recent one is in Boston, anyway. So who got it, and then who got it? Did they catch the person that threw it?
This person was arrested. It was a 21-year-old who threw a water bottle at Kyrie Irving as he was exiting. Because he was being a tool. Not Kyrie,
his fans are just
year
going
olds.
Crazy. Yeah,
yeah,
I don't know why everyone thinks now
you
can just throw stuff at the athletes. Like, why? It's nuts. This is why the NBA is banning all these people.
I've seen the frozen water bottle thing. You know, we always talk about, like, guns and whether or not to ban them or not. They're using these as weapons in riots at basketball games.
Dangerous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And this guy is going to be charged with one count of assault and battery.
Good. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, every household should include a disaster kit for your pets as part of your overall disaster planning. Just recently, right near me, we had the major slide fire in Arizona. But whether you live where there's tornadoes or thunderstorms or earthquakes, listen carefully. Every pet guardian should have leashes for both their dogs and cats, as well as a health record of each pet. They should also make sure there are carriers around in case you have to move rapidly. Food and water for at least 7 days, and current pictures of your pets, because sometimes pets can get lost. You remember Hurricane Katrina. Having a current photo can really help make sure that your pet is reunited, as well as making sure they have proper ID and microchip as well. When you're around, also have a first aid kit, blankets, towels, and a manual can opener for their food. A lot of people forget that. Plastic bags and a scooper, of course, to clean up. 7-day supply of cat litter, and just make sure that your pet is checked by a veterinarian before you go on that trip so you make sure that everyone is healthy. If you take the time to plan ahead, there need be no disaster. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Moderna has started the process to gain full approval from the Food and Drug Administration for its 2-dose COVID-19 vaccine. The company announced Tuesday that it's begun submitting data from several studies on its shot. Moderna's vaccine has been administered in the United States under an emergency use authorization from the FDA, with more than 124 million doses having been given out so far. The company said it also plans on asking for an emergency use authorization this month for use in children ages 12 to 15. Pfizer received authorization for the same age group last month. And an off-duty Los Angeles firefighter shot and killed one colleague and wounded another. The shooting occurred Tuesday morning in the Agua Dulce area near Santa Clarita. Investigators say the man killed was a 20-year veteran of the department, and the injured firefighter was a captain who was airlifted from the scene. The suspect allegedly returned to his home near the station after the shooting. When police arrived, they found the home on fire and the suspect dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The world's largest meat supplier is the latest major company to be the victim of a cyber attack. JBS has reportedly shut down its 9 beef plants in the United States after a ransomware attack affected operations. The White House confirmed on Tuesday that the company received a ransom demand from a criminal organization likely based in Russia. Congressman Jim Langevin believes that Congress and the White House need to put pressure on countries like Russia that turn a blind eye to cyber criminals acting within their borders. The Rhode Island Democrat tells CNBC that the consequences from these attacks could become more serious if the U.S. doesn't stand up.
President Biden and the Congress need to make it clear to other countries, particularly Russia, that there's a price to pay if they're going to look the other way and allow criminal organizations like what happened with Colonial or the JBS ransomware attack to just act with impunity, that there's a price to pay, because this is getting more and more serious. And my concern is, at what point does it then hit critical infrastructure that it does not only damage to our economy, but this, if this had been a natural gas pipeline, for example, that gets shut down in the dead of winter through a ransomware attack, and it leads to loss of life.
And President Biden will meet with West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito on Wednesday as the two sides continue to try to hammer out a compromise on an infrastructure spending bill. Capito said over the weekend that she's hopeful for an agreement on the bill, but the White House says that time is running out for a compromise. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Tuesday that the administration wants to see a clear direction on advancing the bill by next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The fabulous faces and voices. You can see the faces. You go to the website, djbshow.com, see Jennifer's face. And I don't know, do you have Jay's face up there yet, though? What's?
Yes.
No, think about it. It is. It's okay. Go ahead. I'll make sure that you've got that there. Don't forget the daily DJV download, which you can get at djbshow.com. The thing that's trending in the podcast today, a focus on Kamala Harris, who was called unprofessional and unfit because she told people to enjoy the long weekend last Friday. I'm not a fan, but I think
that was a stretch.
Yeah, that is a stretch.
Well, I think because of the impact of the weekend. I mean, it's not a long weekend. You get to have a long weekend because people die defending your sorry butt. You know?
Yeah, but,
that was on Saturday, and then she did all the stuff with the, you know, laying of wreaths and all that. She did everything.
A lot of people think she was doing that to because of the criticism. But,
well,
you know,
whatever it was, however, whoever thinks what, whatever, you know, I found most of the postings on social media are just garbage. People say whatever they, you know, what it doesn't. There's a lot of stuff that's there that isn't based in fact. It's hard to know how people are thinking. I'm not a fan, as you know, but in this circumstance, I thought this was stretching it a little bit. At any rate, that's part of the discussion, which you can hear us go through on the download. Also, the trending passing of Joe Lara, who was the Tarzan, one of the three people who played Tarzan in the movies, killed in a plane crash in Tennessee. Did any more come out on that, Jay, as to what happened, how it happened?
No, it's still under investigation. They're still pulling out parts from the plane.
Yeah. All right, so that's a listening reminder. Check out our daily download at djvshow.com or where you get your podcasts. So now we have this filibuster brawl. What's going on with that, Jennifer?
The filibuster brawl? Well, I don't know if it's much of a brawl yet, but it certainly is a topic.
I thought the Democrats were they're trying to position it. Some people want to eliminate it. It's the usual stuff.
Yeah, Chuck Schumer and a lot of the Democrats would like to get rid of it because, and they're using as the excuse or the catalyst, I guess, the vote that they had last Friday, which was on that January 6th commission, which I came out and said I thought was a terrible idea. Well, a lot of Republicans thought the same thing, and so they didn't have enough votes to pass it. So now they're saying, well, maybe if they can't pass this, well, then we're gonna end the filibuster. That'll get him. And so Joe Manchin is the one that's kind of put in the center again. He's a senator from West Virginia. He has vowed that he would protect the filibuster. But he's also upset that he's in this situation because he's going to either have to – really, this is his political longevity in his state because he's in a very red state and his standing within the party. So he's got a lot on the line to protect the filibuster. I would say this. There were a lot of calls for Mitch McConnell to end the filibuster when he was in charge of the Senate. In fact, Trump was pressuring him to end the filibuster. I said then, I think it's a terrible idea, because even though it would have benefited my side at the time, because we are so divided right now that this is going to continue, and I don't see that ending. So we're going to see a lot of flip-flopping, a lot of change of party, a lot of change of power, back and forth, like waves. And ask yourself, if you're for removing the filibuster now, will you be for that if Mitch McConnell is in charge of the Senate? And your answer will be no. Because no, this is the last line of defense for really one-party rule. And you want to leave it up to the majority to make all of the decisions all the time without any measure.
No.
A lot of people are short-sighted. In fact, I have a new co-host on my morning show who was like, oh, I'm really glad they kept the filibuster, but I was all for them getting rid of it when Trump was president. And I said, that is so stupid. It's just so stupid. It would be stupid, like the people saying now, yeah, we should get rid of the filibuster. Well, good luck to you, because the reason all of these, let me tell you, the reason that people have the Supreme Court justices that they do with only a majority vote is because Harry Reid decided that he wanted to make it that way, because he never thought he was going to be out of power. So when Harry Reid was in charge of the Senate, he changed the rule. You used to need 60 votes to confirm a justice. Now it's only a simple majority, and people are crying their eyes out about Amy Coney Barrett and Judge Kavanaugh. That was not Mitch McConnell's rule. That was a Democrat's rule. So changing it is never a good idea, because at some point it'll come back to get you.
All right. Okay, so that's a good overview of that. Now, the new normal. I was traveling, as I was saying earlier, over the weekend and in and out of restaurants. I was in Massachusetts. I was in Connecticut. I was in New York. And in Massachusetts, Connecticut, you don't have to have a mask on. But in New York, you do. And I forgot to put my mask on because I forgot where I was, literally. So I walked into the restaurant to go to the men's room, and I was getting all of these ugly, well, that's a big idea. You know, it wasn't a word that was attached to it, but it was a look. As if I was, you know.
Oh, New Yorkers will, you know, they'll cut you down with a look.
Right, exactly. So anyway, I guess I'm wondering about the new normal, because the COVID restrictions have been lifted in most states. So are people reacting? Are we going long? Things different? How do you? And this sort of in the backdrop, I was thinking about the short supply we have. This is the new normal as far as. Beside the way we physically handle it ourselves, is that we, for example, don't have enough chips to make new cars. But there's something else that's in short supply. As you get people who are trying to get their pools back to be operational, there aren't any chlorine pool tablets. Now, I think chlorine is bad, but when I had my pool, I used to use a diatomaceous earth as the filter. I didn't use chlorine. And if I built another pool, I'd do the same thing.
If you have a saltwater pool, you don't need chlorine, right?
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah, so that's a good time. My dad switched to saltwater, and depending on some conditions, he will have to dump some chlorine in every once in a while.
Really?
Because, well, yeah, because the salt is just not enough sometimes.
I didn't do that, but he'd be lucky to find the chlorine to do it. That's the way it is.
I didn't do that. Yeah. You probably had like an algae pond that was a swimming pool.
No.
This is the most beautiful black bottom swimming pool I've ever seen.
Oh, that's just algae.
Thanks. It didn't start that way.
No. That did not. Yeah, it was clear as could be, and you could see everything in the pool. Including a bar of soap when I dropped it after I jumped in. I looked over my eyes and just jumped in. Anyway, the chlorine shortage is part of what has become the new normal this year, one way or another. Like it or not, that's a story and a half. What is going on with the Olympics? NBC is touting playing them on. Every time I turn around, there's somebody else who's walking away from the Olympics, some country. And then I saw the French Open's got nothing to do with the Olympics, but I see one of the tennis stars says on Twitter that the best thing for the tournament is for her to leave. So maybe you can bring me up to her name is Naomi Osaka. What is going on here? What's the story? Why?
I guess she has a lot of anxiety, and so it makes her really anxious to talk to them.
No, she just battles with mental health depression.
Yeah, she gets panic attacks.
Yeah.
And she said she was having a hard time getting out there and talking to the media. And so she thought it would be best for her game and for them if she just didn't speak to the media, and everybody blew up on her. And it became this big thing that she wouldn't talk to the media.
Why?
So she ended up
putting no obligation to talk to the media.
Well, apparently, you are obligated. And so the French Open fined her $15,000. And she had even said if she gets fined, she's more than happy to pay the fine. She just hopes that they will forward that payment to, you know, something that's doing good on mental health. But then it got to the point where it's like, okay, you might be suspended, you might be expelled, not able to participate in any of the Grand Slam tournaments.
Which
and
is crazy. She's number one in the world. I mean, that's insane.
And I mean, she's the one that beat Serena Williams, and everybody booed when she took over the number one spot. She was the number one female tennis player.
That was a big part
of it. Everyone was booing. She was 20 years old at the time.
She was traumatized by that, too. Like, she got death threats. She got so much hate. That's part of the reason why she said she still is feeling traumatized from all that, so she doesn't really want to talk to the media.
People are so damn cruel, aren't they?
Yes.
What?
They are. And so she's removed herself from the conversation by just, she said she's going to back out of the French Open because she doesn't want this to be what it's all about. She doesn't want to take away from the other athletes.
And if she can't follow the rule and it's making her sick, then she's removing herself. I think it's the right thing to do. Look, I get it. You sign a contract. There are rules that you have to follow. I also really understand panic attacks, and that's not a great feeling to have. And if they won't let her work around it, then I think she's doing the right thing. I don't know. I feel, I really do.
For her, she is, that's for sure.
Yeah.
To thine own self be true is the old expression. Speaking of things that are being withheld, Air France has announced it's canceling all flights to Russia effective immediately. The Russian government has been playing footloose and fancy free with Air France because of some new rule and regulation. I think it's just maybe with European countries in general. But I think the French government has been pretty outspoken about the Russians going into Belarus, right, or wherever the hell they're going into. Mm-hmm. And so this is like a little tip
for
tat. The
U.S. put sanctions on Belarus, too, so, they're not.
Well, they didn't tell
France
us we couldn't send flights to Russia, but the French.
No, but, like, who's flying to Belarus?
Exactly, I was going to say.
I mean, my uncle, I say
that's
this.
Where I was this weekend.
So, Jen, there she is, the one passenger, passenger zero. I mean, my uncle, who lives in Ireland, he does a lot of charity work, and he's done a lot of work in Belarus. Like, I didn't even know Belarus. I'm going to say this, and I know, yes, I'm stupid, but, like, I didn't even know what Belarus was or where it was or anything until my uncle started telling me about all the charity work he's been doing with kids and stuff like that.
So you're the problem.
I'm totally the problem. Like, I'm the worst when it comes to geography. Like, I'm the worst. I fully admit that. I know nothing. Okay. Right. I don't know what time zones are. Like, I don't know anything. I asked Lewis the other day.
Write that
Detroit
down.
Was in the East
we're
Coast
the
time
East
zone.
East.
When yes, we're playing Trivial Pursuit, always pick geography for victory.
Yeah, exactly.
In a moment, Johnson & Johnson wants the Supreme Court to do something. We'll find out what they want them to do, and we'll discuss whether or not they ought to do it right after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today. There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
All right, let's not spend too much time on this. I just think it's very interesting. Johnson & Johnson is after the Supreme Court to review the verdict that gives people the, 20 women who sued J&J because they got ovarian cancer from using the talc.
Mm-hmm.
And the talc has asbestos. And so they, how do they even have the balsam to do this? The PR deficit alone that comes out of this has got to be worth a couple of billion bucks.
Why put it back in the headlines? It is so stupid. Yeah. You did it. You're done. You've got the vaccine now to talk about. Stop it.
Get lost. All right. I was talking about this yesterday because I don't, stopping at a fast food restaurant doesn't offer much for me because there's not much in there that I will eat.
Are you talking about Chipotle or like drive through fast food?
I'm talking
Chipotle's
about
Chipotle's kind of like fast
drive
food.
Through, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
it's
Chipotle,
kind of healthier though.
It was
yeah.
good. I enjoyed. I've only gone once. Once before, Bob Kay and I went to the Chipotle here. I had never been in one before, and the rice was good. I had veggies and stuff, a couple of black beans, and it was
just
good.
Two?
Well, a couple more than two.
Well, he didn't want to have too many.
That's right.
Long drive back in
sure.
the truck.
All right,
the farts coming from the cows.
No,
gosh, those cows, those little babies are sure, certainly gassy.
Daisy was in the truck with us. We could blame it on her. Anyway, one of the things I was thinking about is how about some of those old, quote-unquote, fast food restaurants that used to be around that gone the way of the wind? Remember, I never used Nathan's, but they've kind of gone away, but they're apparently coming back now. And so is Arthur Treacher's. Remember the fish? That actually, even though it was fried fish, it was something about Arthur Treacher's. Most people don't even know who he was, right? He was an announcer, an Englishman, who was the announcer on the Merv Griffin show. And somehow he launched a fish place, and it went...
Frozen fish place?
Yeah. It's like Long John Silver's. But it was kind of fun. Anyway, apparently not anybody here is excited about it. So
I've never heard of it.
Never heard of
Move
it.
Move on. 10 before the hour. Look it up.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Moving ahead is Uri Geller. Joining me, I'm Doug Steffen. Scientists have shown that our DNA, Uri, can be reprogrammed by words, feelings, and intentions. The power of intention. You, as perhaps one of the strongest minds in the world, none you know about feelings and intentions. How has that term or that reality, I find it a fascinating word, frankly, and the application of it, intentions. What do people even understand? Do they know that their every action plays into their intentions, do you think?
Yes, Doug, you know, the power of intention is immense. For instance, if you look at sick people who are asked to be prayed for, the intention of healing them is massively important because I believe the word intention is tangible. It's a tangible energy. So is consciousness. And as I many times on this program, Doug, have repeated that we as humans, we are all attached to each other with an invisible spiritual thread. So if your intention is to send the power of love or the power of healing, someone who is even somewhere on the other side of the world, they will receive it, they will get it, they will feel it, and there will be changes. So, yes, you know, DNA, chromosomes, I always said that there is a certain belief system that is embedded or stamped into our DNA. So when I was born, for instance, this is me speaking about myself. I was born a believer. I believe in God. And I think that to believe in God or something higher, a higher force, you have to be born with that intention of belief. And if you're making any sense from what I'm saying.
I am. Yeah, I think, well, the intention of this get-together we have every week is to help people expand their mind, help people think through things, because a lot of people just kind of go along to get along. They pay too much attention to the news media, which is not accurate, it would seem, no matter whether it's about COVID or it's about life and healing or whatever it is. People have to sort of figure things out for themselves, but I think less and less people are figuring things out for themselves. They're letting other people think for them, which I think is pretty dangerous stuff, isn't it?
Yes, very, very much so. But, Doug, this involves politics. Mm-hmm. This involves geophysics. It involves cultures. It involves... I always have to reflect on myself. I look at things like spoon bending. How on earth did I manage to instill spoon bending into world culture?
Uh-huh. You did, too.
Such a depth to everything that has to do with the paranormal, with the unexplainable, with the mysteriousness, the mystery of the universe, the enigmatic notion that why are we here at all? Where are we going? Are we alone? Or do we have among us extraterrestrials walking, we should talk about that next week, because the news that is coming out from the Pentagon and from people around who are involved with UFOs, extraterrestrial life, and so forth, and the videos that are being released lately is just stunning. It all leads and points to one thing and one thing only, that we are not alone.
No,
you must
we
have
can't
seen
possibly.
Some of these.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. What and do you make out of it?
Well, I have a friend who is starring in a TV show called Debris. I don't know that it's made it to Israel yet where you are, but it's this sort of a story of other beings from other places and how the reality of their form and what their message is and how it works with humans. We tend to be so insular. We think we're the only ones around, which, of course, is nonsense. Anybody who thinks it's true, as you have, knows there's much more to this life than what we can see with the five senses. There's more to it. And that's what you built your career on, helping people understand through the bending of spoons or knives or forks or keys or whatever it is, that there's more to our existence. And it's just opening up to that, which is difficult for some people. So, yeah, to be explored further for sure. Uri Geller here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.